Jayanti. Good evening, everyone. So Sister Jayanti has been Baba's very faithful child for the past 50 years. In fact, she celebrates 50 years with Baba this year. Came to Baba and officially surrendered in 1968, even though she was brought up in a family where her mother was Baba's instrument for taking knowledge to London a few years before that. And Sister Jayanti currently holds the position of director of the European, Middle Eastern, and of course UK Yagya, and also is our representative to the United Nations. So congratulations for your 50th year this year, Jayanti Ben, and look forward to and we look forward to Murali revision of last night's precious Murali of Baba's. Shanti.
Om Shanti. I think we can summarize the whole Murali as the Murali of love. Baba began with seeing the children who have a clean and honest and loving heart, and Baba continued to explain about the whole subject. And so very beautiful aspects that Baba picked up on, that when there's the experience of an honest and a clean heart, then the love of that heart allows the soul to sit on God's heart throne. What is it like to sit on a throne? There's dignity, there's royalty, there's mastery, and then especially to sit on God's heart throne, to have that experience of total intoxication and absolutely at one with Baba. So close. Can you get closer to anyone than being in their heart? And so here's Baba saying that he's offering us his heart throne. And it's nothing to do with effort or labor or anything, just love. But of course, the love has to be with a clean and honest heart. And so experience what it feels like to sit on God's heart throne. And of course, then in that stage of total authority, Baba says, you have everything. There's nothing that's missing. And the beautiful thing is that we've all had that experience. But maybe some have that experience all the time, and some have that experience from time to time. You have it sometimes, and then sometimes things get a bit muddled and confused, and there are distractions, and you don't have that experience anymore. And so the Murali is a reminder that having had that experience even once or sometimes, now it's important to keep alive that experience and carry away this gift of this experience from Mother Bun. Because we know that when we are experiencing our love for Baba and God's love for us, then God is my companion. And can there be anything more powerful than that? I myself might not have so much strength and courage, but if I have a powerful companion by my side, I know my companion is going to deal with everything, take care of everything, I don't have to worry at all. And so Baba said how if there is that experience of God's love, then you're totally carefree. Everything is done already, it's fixed, and you don't need to worry about a thing. You can be completely carefree. You can feel God's canopy of protection above your head. You can feel God's hand of blessings on your head, and so you just keep flying forward. Even mountains turn into, in English they say molehills, but even a molehill has some dimension. But have you ever held a mustard seed in your hand? They use a lot of mustard seeds in the cooking here. Tiny, tiny little black pellets, really tiny. And so imagine, here's a mountain, and I wonder how I'm going to be able to climb it, how am I going to cross it, how am I going to get to the other side. And yet, Baba's love, and this is playing games today, I thought I had switched it off. I was sure I had switched it off. And okay, sorry. So everything becomes just so tiny that you can definitely deal with it and go beyond it very, very easy. But of course the problem comes when I don't always experience God's love. The Baba's putting it right back on us. God is the ocean of love, and so it's never that God suddenly turns his attention away from here and focuses here and says, I'm not going to give this one love, I'm going to give this one's love, the ocean, or even the sun. And the sun's light reaches everywhere. But if somebody's got their curtains drawn, how can the light go there? And so God's light, God's love is available for everyone, everyone, everyone. But I have to make sure that I'm able to receive it. And I'll use the word leakage. It's like if you're filling yourself with power and there's some leakage in the battery, then you're recharging, you're refilling, but there's a drain. And so that power doesn't stay. And so here am I, feeling empty, feeling that I'm not experiencing all the things that Baba wants me to experience and is offering. Or even sometimes I look at others and say, well, they're sparkling, how come I'm not? And I don't realize that the problem is not that Baba is giving them something extra, but it's that I'm not doing what I need to do. And so there comes the word leakage. And the leakage that Baba mentioned is sometimes quite gross, but sometimes very subtle. And it is, Baba used the word being impressed by someone. And usually, why is it that we're impressed? Because they have some specialities, they have some special talents, some special gifts, some special virtues. And instead of remembering that all those talents and virtues and gifts are also mine, I can claim them as my own. Everything is available for me from Baba. My vision gets distracted by theirs, and I get impressed by them. And once I'm impressed and my attention has been distracted, then the link of love with God can't stay. And then, of course, problems arise. And yes, I'm enjoying the experience of this person's company, but it's definitely not going to give me the power and the transformation that God can give me. And so, is it on a gross level where I'm talking about this person all the time? This person, this person, this person, this, 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 where my mind is going to that person. And at that moment, I'm just thinking, what is their speciality? But of course, thinking about the human is again going back to the stage of bhakti. In bhakti, we were impressed by gurus, we were impressed by priests, we were impressed by motivational speakers, by powerful personalities, all sorts of people. And I've just renounced God's heart throne to jump back into that stage of bhakti, where again I've put a pedestal on in my heart and put that human being on that pedestal instead of keeping my heart clean and clear and honest with God. Think about what it means to be faithful. And in terms of human relationships, if I'm thinking about somebody else, but I'm married to another individual, well, I'm moving into that area of faithlessness and disloyalty, and my mind is going to get impure. My mind is impure already thinking about the other human being, but then probably it's going to lead to further relationships and further damage. And so certainly in the connection with God, that God is saying that only when a heart is clean and honest can there be a loving relationship with God that is actually real and true. And so I have to check and see. This is maybe the big thing that interferes in our relationship with God. Maybe we don't always realize that being impressed by somebody is dangerous. Never mind about the situation of leading to further relationship and dependency and complications in my life and more karma, but just the fact that instead of turning to one, you know, we have this slogan, one strength, one support, and where I realize that it's only in the incorporeal stage of I, the soul, that I can remember the incorporeal being. While I consider myself a physical being, there'll always be relationships with other human beings. But in the connection of I, the soul, then I can connect with incorporeal God. And now, connected with another human being, impressed by another human being, I'm body conscious. I'm being pulled back into the stage that I thought I had left behind. But of course, the subtle differences between soul consciousness and body consciousness are so fine that we slip from one into the other very, very quickly. And so we don't realize how subtle it is and how quickly we can slip up. And so here's Baba making us aware that really there has to be only one and the connection with one. You know, even when Baba's saying, don't remember Krishna, well, replace the word by Krishna, Krishna by Christ, or any other holy figure who we thought is the one who can lead us to salvation. Baba even told us not to remember them, not even very elevated people who have been worshipped for thousands of years. And so I let go of that bhakti to recognize God, to come to God, and now I'm going several steps backwards. Not only an elevated pure being like those prophet souls, but another being who is just a human being, a normal human being. And so it's really a big, big trap. And so Baba just mentioned this one word, leakage, and body consciousness, that it's an indication of body consciousness that I've gone back to that stage where now I'm again trapped. And so to recognize that whatever it is I want, I can get from one. Even in terms of jnana and yoga, to be impressed by somebody who seems to be highly enlightened, or to be impressed by somebody who's a powerful yogi, again, a big trap. And so appreciation and regard, respect, even love, but my connection has to be with one. And so it's actually a very big difference. It's not just a very subtle difference, but it's a very big difference where I'm taking benefit and coming closer to Baba. And other situation where I'm coming closer to the human being and not to Baba. Maybe I think that's the question to ask myself, to recognize where is it that I'm headed. If after hearing somebody or if after being in someone's company, I'm closer to God than I was half an hour ago, yes, I'm on track. If after half an hour with an individual, I'm still remembering that human being, that human image is in my awareness, something's wrong. And so let me be very careful and let me practice again deep soul consciousness, because only through my own inner practice and attention can I come back to the stage of connection with one. You know, in the Sakar Murli, Baba even tells us, don't remember Brahma Baba. And then, of course, Baba says, follow the Father. And we have Baba's pictures. And so, my experience of that is that when you look into Baba's eyes, and you can do that mentally, you can do that in Baba's room, what is it that's so powerful in Baba's room, whether it's Baba's room here, or even more, Baba's room in Pandavbhavan, where Baba actually meditated himself. Look into Baba's eyes, and you won't think, ah, what a handsome person this is. You won't think, this man is amazing. What will happen is that as you look into Baba's eyes, your attention will be drawn to the light shining in Baba's forehead. And it'll be Shiv Baba who's actually pulling you and carrying you beyond the physical dimension to the incorporeal dimension. And so, even though the one and only instrument throughout the whole Kalpa who did so much, and yes, we've had Dari Gulzar, and she's been an amazing chariot and instrument too, but the role was very, very different. And so the one who had to face all the challenges, the one who had to surrender everything, you can see there's a big, big difference. The one who had to actually deal with all obstacles, I mean, the whole story is something that you know about. But my point is that really, truly, allowing any human being to enter my mind and pollute my mind is going to deprive me of the most precious treasure of the whole cycle. That is how dangerous it is. On one side, God's love that gives me everything and is possible only now, and on the other side, human attention, human benefit, which is extremely, extremely limited. And so, if I want God's love, I have to be clean. I want one and none other. I have to be honest. What is it that I'm actually here for? What is the purpose of my coming to Baba? And if what I want is God's love, then the road is very clear and straight, but it's very narrow. It's not a big wide road in which many can walk together. Think about a mountain. If you want to reach a mountain top, the journey up to the base camp, many can travel together. From one base camp to the one higher up, it'll be a smaller group. From there further up, the group will reduce. Until finally, to get to the peak, only one can walk alone. Can't even be two who walk together. It's one. And so, that stage that Baba's talking about, where I have all attainments easily, where there's no labor, Baba talked about effort being either a battle or easy. Spiritual effort, everybody has to make. But it can either be easy or it can be a battle. And so where am I today? Am I engaged in a battle? Or is everything natural and easy? And I am an easy yogi. And rather than finding it difficult to remember Baba, it's difficult to forget Baba. So where am I? This is why I know how beautiful the Avyakt Murlis are, but I also know how clear, as a mirror, the Avyakt Murlis are. They give you a very, very clear picture. If I'm battling, why am I battling? I'm battling because I've forgotten to have that one true, real, loving connection with God. I've become distracted. Baba just mentioned being impressed, but there can be many other reasons for getting distracted. And Baba mentioned them later on, but not at that point. At that point, Baba was just focusing on specialities and virtues, because that's the royal form that traps us. The others, we can see that it's a distraction, but the royal form, we don't realize that it's also one. So the benefit of remembrance of one, connecting with one, the power of love. Baba spent a long time telling us how you can have a lot of gyan, but if you want your life to be filled with pleasure, if you want your life to be a life of joy and entertainment, so that you're not looking for entertainment outside. How often is it that we seek entertainment outside? Early days, and 7 days a week study. And when somebody said to Daddy, well, Sunday's a holiday, isn't it? She said to him, it's a holy day, which means that you have even more time for gyan and yoga. So we have a longer class on Sunday than we do on other days. And so he quickly understood what that meant. But the point I'm making is that Sunday is a holy day. It's not a holiday. When people used to ask me, what do you do for leisure? And I had to think very deeply, because my timetable right from early days was one in which leisure was service, leisure was study, leisure was all the things I was doing all the time. And even today it's very much that. And do I need to go on a holiday? Well, every day is a holy day. And so, holiday? What is a holiday? It should be a holy day. And that is every day for us. But you can see how now it's become, there's an expression that one Brahmin used to use, and it explains many things to me, that instead of Brahmins who make a commitment to Baba, one and only one, and I surrender to you, and as a result I get everything that you have, that you surrender to me, we become sometimes a situation where it's a la carte Brahmins. You heard that term? You know, if you get a set menu, you pay your money and you get however, whatever it is that's on the menu that's set. A la carte, you pick and choose. You pick this thing, you pick this thing, you pick this thing. No, I don't want this, I'd rather have this. And so here's the full menu of Srimat. And the full menu says, if you follow all of Srimat, and Baba talked about it yesterday, full Srimat, complete Srimat. If I follow the full set menu of Srimat, I get all the benefit. Everything that Baba has comes to me. If I pick and choose, then I get the return of whatever it is I have picked and chosen. But I don't get everything, because I've decided I don't want to do everything. I've decided I want to do a little of this, a little of this, a little of this. So it's become fashionable now to become a la carte Brahmins, pick and choose. But really, if I want that total love, then there has to be that total surrender. And that means all the things of Srimad from A to Z. And Baba's not shy of telling us what is the total menu of what all the Srimad is. But I have to be willing to listen, accept, understand, and follow. So that's absolutely my choice, how much I do, what I do, and when I choose to do it. So Baba spoke a lot about attainments. And just imagine all the knowledge that God has given me, all the virtues that are possible to experience in the universe, all the powers that exist in the universe. I was saying that all of this is available for you. Do you want it? And if you want it, it's quite simple. It's not difficult. But you just have to give it your full attention, because otherwise it's not going to happen. And so, all the knowledge. And then Baba said, well, experience it. Don't just think about it. There's a difference between thinking, I'm a soul, I'm a soul, I'm a soul, and letting the mind become quiet and feeling it and experiencing it. So we're not a parrot that's chanting something all the time going on in my head. I don't have to keep saying I'm a soul, I'm probably it'll become a mechanical chant, whether it's vocal or whether it's silent. But Baba's not asking me to chant Om, Om, Om. Baba's saying, be Om. Experience the power of I Am. And in that experience of I Am and who am I, the three mantras that Dada keeps reminding us of every time she meets us, Baba's saying, okay, not even just three mantras. The three mantras can give you a lot. But experiment with every aspect of jnana. Experimenting with I'm a soul is first step, but it's also the last step. Experimenting with I belong to God and God belongs to me. Now that's a whole lifetime. And then, what is it that I need to do? Again, although in words it's a simple mantra, but it means everything, everything. What am I thinking? What am I feeling? What is my motivation? Baba spoke about that. You know, we use that as an excuse. I didn't mean it like this. You didn't really understand what I meant. I meant it to be different, but somehow my nature got in the way. What can I do about it? It's my nature. Baba took us through all of that. And within that, Baba was saying that, what is your original nature? Is your original nature of a rough tone? No. Because at the beginning, my original nature in Satyug was sweet, was divine, was pure. It was filled with good intentions. And so how come there's this divergence today of what I actually mean and what I'm actually doing? Well, did I really truly mean it? If I really truly meant it, if my intention was pure and powerful, then that's going to come through, not the weakness of my nature from the middle period. That original intention of purity is going to be so powerful that that is what gets expressed. Nothing else along the way is going to interfere. And so experimenting with jnana on all levels, just the awareness of soul and belonging to God and what I need to do, that's still the first two lessons, so three lessons maybe if you take up karma there. But think about drama. How stable am I on drama? Little things happen. Do I explode? Do I shout? Some of us still do. Maybe I've understood that shouting and screaming is actually really going back many, many steps back into Kali Yuga. So I don't do that. But still, do I get upset inside and I'm not able to control that? Every time I get upset, even if it's just inside, well, certainly it's showing on my face. But also, it's an indication that I'm not practicing, rehearsing the jnana of drama. I'm hearing about it in the Murli every single day, but I'm not practicing it. Nothing happens without rehearsal. You learn how to bake a cake. Can you do it without practicing? You're asked to do something special, but you wouldn't dare to do it. You wouldn't have the courage to even try unless you had been experimenting and practicing. Somebody shows you how to control the car, and then you're asked to take the car out onto the road. You'd be a danger to yourself and everybody else. You have to practice. So whether it's a little thing or a big thing, practice. And with jnana, drama, if I don't practice the things that Baba's reminding me of every day, and I don't need anybody else to remind me, I need to be my own teacher and remind myself. Because Baba's told me, Supreme Teacher's telling me every day, and the Supreme Teacher's actually going out of his way to pick up different aspects, to make it entertaining for me, to make it more interesting for me, to make the study come alive for me, finding different ways to express the same idea. And then I even get bored with that and I say, well, I've heard this before. Well, Baba's going out of his way to tell me the same thing every day because I haven't done it yet. If I had done it, then Baba would say, okay, move on. But I haven't done it. And so Baba's finding different ways to explain the same seven steps of jnana every day. And I'm still not doing it. Just seven steps of jnana, not even 100 steps. 7 days course, that's it. And so my experiment and seeing how stable I can remain in little situations. And why is it that I react inside and cause distress to myself? And then of course others see I'm distressed and so they become concerned and I'm wasting their time and energy. They're trying then to keep me happy. But what's going on at that point? It's because what I want isn't happening in the way that I've said. I wanted it this way and it's happening a different way. Now, who's in charge? Who's bigger, me or drama? Even in bhakti, laukik bhakti, they say, man proposes and God disposes. And we would say, man proposes, humans propose and drama disposes. It means that drama is moving accurately. Can I ever say drama is not accurate? I can fight, I can struggle, and I say this is injustice. And yes, I get this all the time from people out there. Well, I get angry when there's injustice. Well, is my anger justified? There's an expression that comes in a particular religion that talks about righteous anger. Is there such a thing? Is there such a thing? Anger cannot be righteous. And it's not by two wrongs that something can be put right. So there's something that is not just, it's unjust. But my anger is unjust also. It's not justified, it's not righteous. It's the devil. That's why my face has changed, my eyes have changed, my tone I've been taken over by the evil spirit. And it's not any other evil spirit, it's just the anger, the negativity inside of me. But what happens at that time is that what I want isn't happening. And then I blame this one, this one, this one. And when I see that it's not their fault, then I blame drama, then I blame God. But it means I've lost my own treasures of peace, of love, of joy, the feeling of God's protection, the feeling of God's company, all of that is gone. And so here's Baba saying, don't ask why, don't ask what, don't ask how, don't say but, it's drama. And when I learn to accept drama, I do my best. And yes, I also have to make sure that my desire is not a limited desire. If my desire is a limited desire, I want. Well, what is it in the bigger scheme of things? Limited or unlimited? Let me just take a pause and ask. And so often, I want. It's very, very tiny, limited things. But it's not happening as I want. So, do I want peace? Do I want love? Do I want truth? Or do I want this little limited thing? And so, Gyan means keeping your mind in the unlimited, understanding, experimenting with stability on drama. Drama is moving accurately. It's not going to budge because I want it to budge. I can push human beings around sometimes, not always, sometimes, and I'm creating big karma as I do that also. But I can't push drama around. Drama is not going to move because I'm saying go this way or that way. It knows where it wants to go and it's accurate. So to align my own self with drama and come back to that point of stability is absolutely what I need to do. And every time I experiment with this and I see the result, if I'm stable on drama, things begin to work out with benevolence. Not only is God benevolent, drama is benevolent. I remember at one point Daddy saying that Baba came by and said to her, "Are you not happy with my child?" And Daddy is thinking, which child is Baba talking about? And Baba then said, "My daughter, Drama. You have to be happy with my daughter, Drama." And so God is saying, my creation is drama. And so my creation must be benevolent because I'm benevolent. And so understand the benevolence of drama and then work according to that. And so bring the mind back on track. Experiment again and again and again. And if I experiment, the more I experiment, the more natural it becomes. Then old aspects of nature won't interfere. Baba mentioned another very lovely thing, that when there is faith, then there's victory. It's a slogan we use. Then Baba said, what is the word that comes connected with faith? Everybody said victory. Yes, correct, I know that. So how come then I say, well, I'm going to try. Is that faith? I'm going to try. Well, maybe it'll happen, maybe it won't. And so Baba's reminding me that faith means to have that conviction. Not only is victory fixed and destined, but I have to make it happen. It's not going to happen unless I take the steps to make it happen. And so I need to be able to do that. And so that whole, so first it was love and blessings and attainments, and then it was the method, how to be able to experience all of this. Because these are the things that shift us out of that focus of God and God's love. I'm not experimenting with the Gyan, then I have questions, and then my faith begins to shake. But if I'm experimenting with the Gyan, and I'm gradually building up that stock of experience, this is the greatest authority that Baba's wanting us to have. Think about medicine. You go to a doctor who's newly qualified, and you see he, she is pretty young, and yes, they've got very high qualifications. But if there's another person, he, she, but it's someone who's, if he, she is someone who's more experienced, and you had a choice, open choice, where would you go? I know who I would go to. I wouldn't go to the raw beginner. I would go to the one with experience. There's a body of knowledge and practicality that this individual has accumulated that the other one hasn't. And so the authority of experience, even on a Laukik level, is very powerful. But especially in terms of Gyan, if today I've experimented with all the different ideas that Baba's presenting to me every day, you know, Baba says, study. So I read the Murli or I hear the Murli, but am I studying the Murli? Which means picking up things from the Murli and experimenting with some of those ideas every day. And if every day I'm listening to the Murli with that attention, what can I experiment with today? I'll never ever say, well, it's the same Murli. I get bored of the Murli. You know, it's the same thing every day. No, I'll find something that Baba's telling me personally that I need to focus on, that I need to experiment with each day. And so the authority of experience can't be challenged. If I have the authority of the experience of drama, if I have the authority of the experience of the vision of brotherhood, of soul consciousness, then I know that that is the answer. I have to kick in with that experience, and it'll again remind me of the spiritual authority that Baba has given me. And in that way, my faith becomes stronger. My faith can't increase unless I experiment with Gyan. Even today, wherever you are now, whether it's been a year with Baba or 30 years, 40 years with Baba, but is your faith the same as what it was when you first arrived in Baba's home? Yes, there was faith, but it's been growing. So it's not that we're blessed with faith and either you have it or you don't. No. You increase your quality of faith. You refine it. You make your foundation stronger. But it only happens when you experiment. And with your experiment and your victory, not only does faith bring victory, victory brings greater faith. And so the more I experiment, the stronger my faith becomes. And so my faith increases, my quality of victory continues to increase. Then I'll say, yes, of course. And if by chance I didn't do what I was supposed to do, okay, now I've learned. Now I'll try it. Now I'm going to do it. And so when Baba's talking to the new ones, I feel it's not just the new ones. I feel it's for all of us who've been with Baba many years, that maybe instead of the focus of attention on all the subjects or the focus of attention being me instead of out there, whether it's service out there or other people out there, whatever the external focus has been, if the focus is really me and my transformation, Baba is speaking to me today and is still saying, the board of too late hasn't yet gone up. But now, the message for Baba's new children and for all of us is, use your time in a worthwhile way. What am I using my time for now? Am I really, truly giving it the attention that it needs for myself? There was, I think, 2 years ago, Daddy was in a teacher's retreat in Germany, Waringen, and every time she was asked a question, her answer came back, the most important thing is you and your dharana, your practical application of jnana, and that is what service is all about. You and your practical proof of jnana is going to do service. It's not a question of lectures or classes, but you and your practical dharana. And so today Baba was saying that when people see you with the authority of experience, when they see you in that stage where really your attainments are shining, they see the sparkle of spirituality in your forehead, they see the intoxication of God's love in your eyes, they see you with that smile in which you've experienced all attainments, then yes, they're going to see all of that, and that is what is going to do service. It's automatically going to make them aware of who you belong to and what it is you have found. And so I ask for service, I don't need to ask. Service is going to follow me. Service is going to be with me wherever it is I go. It's there all the time. Souls need love, they need happiness, they need joy. But where are they going to find it? If they see me with all of this, they're going to come and they're going to say, this is also what I want. And so Baba talked about all of these things, and yes, within that, then this aspect of the new ones, and in particular with the new ones, Baba saying, attention, and that's all it needs. It's not labor, it's not a battle, it's just, where is my attention focused? Where attention goes, energy flows. My energy flows in that direction, and I'm going to come to the stage that I want to achieve, that Baba wants me to achieve. And so the power of love is going to carry me beyond all the obstacles and challenges, and it's going to take me to that stage. But then of course, yes, Baba also made us aware of that final practice of drill, of being able to go beyond everything in a second. How do you think that's going to happen? It's again the word I've been using a lot, practice. In my final period, when there's a lot of trouble around me, when death and destruction are all around, am I going to be scared? Am I going to be stable? Am I going to be giving other souls inspiration? Am I going to be the angel who's up above, giving the message of God and telling them to remember God? What am I going to be doing? Whatever it is I'm doing now is what I'm going to do at the end. It's not going to be a miracle that happens suddenly, but what I'm doing now is what I'll do at the end, which means that at this moment, if I'm going through fluctuations, that's what's going to happen at the end. It's not going to be a sudden transformation with God touching me with the magic wand. God has already touched my intellect with the magic wand and turned it around. What was my intellect thinking of before, and what is it today? It's a gift of a divine intellect. So God's done his magic, but I have to do the other work of attention. Where is my attention today? And so Baba is saying, practice this today. So in a few minutes we can have not just drill for 1 minute, but we can have half an hour of experiment of yoga, experiment of God's love, being lost in God's love, experiencing the royalty and dignity of being in God's heart and being filled with all the blessings that God wants me to have. And yes, whatever is in the way, all the challenges, let me learn to get rid of that just by remembering Baba, just by putting the full stop. Again, full stops don't come easily, even though it's just a dot. But the full stop happens the more I practice. How quickly am I able to put a full stop? If the brake of the car is applied and the brake doesn't work and the car goes moving on, there's going to be an accident. But if I put the brake and the car comes to a standstill, no accidents. An accident can be averted. And so that's the lesson that Baba's also reminding us of. All the beautiful things, but then the work we have to do. And then finally, the full stop. Practice going home. And going home brings many, many gifts. The practice means at the end, I'll go straight home with nothing stopping me. But also, today, going home means developing that attitude of really not being distracted by any of the colourful things that are happening within the world drama. Every scene of the world drama is fascinating. And if I keep looking at all those scenes of drama, my intellect can be totally wrapped up in all of that. But going up above, even for a few minutes, many minutes, staying up above in that state of purity, stillness, peace and silence, just simply being with God, that stage gives me the capacity to be able to then come back and seeing the amazing variety of actors and the scenes of the stage, to keep that inner state of stillness, to be able to come back to that central point where I stay with God even within the midst of watching all the things of the drama. And I stay just in that experience that Baba talked about several times, lost in God's love, merged in God's love. So Baba told us all the attainments, then the problems that come in. Baba gave us also the solutions. Baba always gives us solutions. And so practice using the solutions, and all the attainments are available. They're there for all of us. Carry away this murli in your heart as a gift from Madhuban. When we used to have Baba actually come, Avyakt Baba here in front of us on a physical level, we would feel that this murli was for me. I was here in Madhuban when this murli was spoken. It was a special gift for me to have this murli. But I feel the same applies. How come now at this time you were hearing that murli at this moment in Madhuban? It's a gift from Baba to you especially. Whatever the rest of the world takes or doesn't take, but it's a gift to all of us who are here. So carry away the gift of love. Om Shanti.